Casablanca was written by the screenwriting team of identical twins Philip and Julius Epstein. Their other screenplays include Yankee Doodle Dandy, Arsenic and Old Lace, and Mr. Skeffington. Philip's son, Leslie Epstein, is a novelist and director of the creative writing program at Boston University. His most recent novel is San Remo Drive. Terry spoke with Leslie Epstein last month.
What are some of your memories of Casablanca? You were alive when the movie was made. You were pretty young, but do you have memories of it being made or of seeing it for the first time?
I remember seeing it for the first time because it was shown on a 16-millimeter projector in our living room. And a number of people had gathered, and I remember seeing it there. And but I did not, I have no memory. I would have been too young, perhaps, to remember 42. I was only 4 years old. But I somehow have the, I can see the old projector set up in the living room, and I can see it on the screen that was set up in the living room.
Did your father talk to you about what inspired him to write it, or did your uncle discuss that with you?
They had a strange attitude toward Casablanca, and I don't know if I can use their language on the air, but I'll try. Two different phrases they used. I mean, they would always be embarrassed because they had written, my uncle wrote 50 wonderful films, but it would always be Casablanca, Casablanca, and he would say, it's just the same old crap that we used in Algiers, for example. And in fact, the actual phrase they used was, it's just a lot of slick shit. But they use that, and at the same time, I know my uncle, when there was a dispute at one time when Howard Koch, who got some credit for Casablanca and shared the Academy Award, wrote a book falsely claiming more credit than he deserved. My uncle, on the one hand saying, who cares, it's just a lot of crap, went to bed for a week.
When your father and uncle wrote Casablanca, was there a message they wanted to give about the war? I mean, was it a conscious attempt to send this message out?
Well, if you give me a minute, I can give, I think, an interesting answer to that. Hollywood turned its back on all Jewish aspects of the war. I mean, after all, they were making the American dream. That dream couldn't be a Jewish dream. So the word Jew or Jewish does not appear in any film about a domestic topic during the war, through the entire war, except one. And I am proud to say it's Mr. Skeffington. Claude Rains in that film tells his daughter, you should go live with your mother because I'm Jewish. And in fact, the American Jewish Committee and B'nai B'rith all complained, how could you bring up these divisions at a time like this when we're fighting a war? And President Roosevelt, whom we all admired enormously then, he had a board that oversaw things and was very critical of that mention of domestic anti-Semitism during a time of war. In Casablanca, the words Jew and Jews and Judaism are never used, but I asked my uncle about that, and he said the word refugees is the first word in the film. Refugees are moving across Europe, and there's a map and a globe turning, remember, at the beginning of the film.
Right.
And he also told me that the couple who come to the gaming table at Rick's, and then who Rick arranges to have win, a story, by the way, based on something that happened to my mother at a roulette table, that couple is meant to stand for Jewish refugees. Now, they were Bulgarian in the film, and Bulgaria is one of the few countries that protected its Jews. So maybe that was a bad choice. But in my uncle's mind, it definitely was meant to refer to the plight of the Jews through refugees and through that young couple who were helped by Rick at the gaming table, at the roulette table.
No, I remember reading that a lot of the extras in Casablanca were actually refugees who had come to America. Were many of them Jewish refugees?
Yes. In fact, I think perhaps one of the greatest actors in the world, Marcel Dalio, who stars in, I think, the greatest film ever made, which is not Casablanca, but is Rules of the Game by Renoir. He also starred in maybe the second greatest film ever made, which is Grand Illusion. That's Marcel Dalio plays the croupier in Casablanca. So here's this great actor whom, of course, the film industry tried to help these people. They paid them $100 a week. They paid writers. Thomas Mann's brother, Heinrich, was paid $100 a week, really to be in an office and write things that everyone knew would never be made into films. But that was the good side of the industry, trying to help these people as best they can.
Wow. In spite of how inspiring Casablanca turns out to be, Your father was called before the House Un-American Activities Committee during the McCarthy era. And there's a scene like this in your novel. In the novel, the interrogator says, "Mr. Jack Warner indicated that you were suspect in his eyes because," and I quote, "he is always on the side of the underdog. Do you wish to respond to that, or do you wish to make a statement?" Did Jack Warner actually say that about your father?
Yes, he did. Jack Warner named my father and uncle as subversives, and they received a letter from Rankin, the head of the House Un-American Activities Committee, and the letter said, it was a two-part questionnaire. The first part said, "Have you ever been a member of a subversive organization?" And the second part said, "If so, name that organization." And my father and uncle filled out the questionnaire for the HUAC. "Have you ever been a member of a subversive organization?" They said, "Yes." "Name that organization." They put down Warner Brothers. Now, in real life, they never heard. The committee knew who they were up against, and they never heard from the committee again. In the novel, however, as you know, I expanded that scene and had them turn the tables on the committee in ways that are that I essentially made up, though there were people who bravely did that kind of thing before the committee.
Novelist Leslie Epstein. His new book is San Remo Drive.